Hallelujah. Greetings, brothers and sisters and audio boo. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom with a short boo for you. I cannot believe that it's exactly 5 days since I was last on audio boo. At one time it was every single day, but I find now that it's a better application of my time and of what you are going to hear. If I don't come every day, if I'm here every 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days, then I've got more to say, and what I am going to say is going to be more full-bodied and less repetitive and less watered down, if you will. Today I just want to talk about something. A friend has just been to my house and he's worried because his mortgage, and he's in a lot of debt, and you know, he's quite a lot of financial. He said, James, what does the Bible tell us about this? What has God promised me? Do you know? And he didn't say it in a like the tone that I just put it across, but he desperately wanted to know what the scripture says, because what the scripture said, if you believe them, they will come to pass, because God keeps his promises. And I said, first of all, in 3 John 1:2, the attitude of God, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And he just doesn't mean in physical health, but he means financially. In Psalm 37:25, the psalmist said, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God always turns up, and he always keeps his promises. And in human terms, you may be struggling financially, but if you lay your needs before the living God, hallelujah, his pockets are large, and he never, ever lets his children go. Consider Psalm 34:10, it says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. In the midst of financial distress, I said to him, seek the Lord, seek the Lord. I said, consider the famous Lord is my shepherd psalm. It says, and it's a psalm of David, Psalm 23:1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Do you see what I mean? He says, I shall not want. Consider this tremendous blessing from Deuteronomy 28:2, that God wants you to be able to believe. Let him apply it. Stop resisting. Your doubt is a stumbling block to your faith today. Open your heart to what God's word said and see your financial problems melt away, I told him. And this is from Deuteronomy 28:2-8, it says, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee 7 ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand to. And he shall bless thee in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. And this Aaronic blessing is very well known, and it is Old Testamental. But however, the Bible, just because it's in the Old Testament, doesn't mean that it doesn't have application for you today. Your financial problems, I told him, you need to grasp what God is saying to you today through his scriptures. I told him that if you will open your heart and you will believe, contrary to what you see, because the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet not seen, and also that he which hath begun a good work in you will bring it to completion. Not might, not maybe, but will bring it to completion. Hallelujah. And we continue in Deuteronomy 28:11. It starts, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou Hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee to do this day, and observe them. Hallelujah. And he started to, I could see the light dawning in his eyes, that it was about believing what God has promised, not what he was seeing before his eyes. And this is often the case, brothers and sisters, that when our pockets are empty and the bills are coming in, we think, oh no, how am I going to get out of this situation? We forget the many times when God's have blessed us, or the many times we thanked him when our pockets are full. It also, there's also another way. Perhaps you could bless someone and get back. It tells you in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, shall it be measured unto you again. Hallelujah. And he suddenly started to think, well, I have helped people, perhaps God. And then he said, well, I don't do things to get things back in return. I said, and that's exactly why God will return to you. Hallelujah. Not like some of the prosperity preachers who say, if you love the Lord Jesus, send us your visas. I'm not talking about this, because Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. What you may consider need may be not what your Father in heaven considers need. Do you know? And he knows just when and how to deliver you from your financial troubles. And he'd broken down and he'd started crying by now. Then he repented. He was saying, I'm sorry, Lord, that I doubted you. Do you know? Because Ecclesiastes tells us, for God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge. Do you know? And the correct wisdom and knowledge that he needed in that day was to recognize that his faith was at fault here. God had probably stored up and waiting to uncock the cork that day, just to like that, uncork it straight away. Do you know? And I'm pretty much certain that within a day or two, his financial problems will be dissipated by the might and power of the living God, who recognizes people's faith. Hallelujah. Do you know, there's another thing. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 9:8, I told him this as well, that God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. Now this is a man of God we're talking about, the man I mentioned. He does a lot of things for a lot of people, yet these things seem to overcome him. And his perspective was wrong. Today, will you have your perspective right? If you are like my friend who came to me, who repented, he wept with joy, recognizing that he'd missed what God was saying to him through the scriptures, that he doesn't have to like some of these crazy preachers you see on telly, if you send us $100, we'll get your house. He just needed to get himself out of the way and let God bless him. Hallelujah. Today, God does keep his promises and indeed shall supply all your need. And I'm pretty certain, brothers and sisters, that no matter what your financial situation is, if you trust on the Lord Jesus, if you give and you share and in a right way, not to get back, God honours these things. And I just want to leave you with that. Oh, this is James Glory. And also, brothers and sisters on audio, but I'll keep you updated what happens. Because I know some of you listen. It's funny that I can be someone's guilty pleasure when I preach the things of God. But however, I shall keep you updated. Because perhaps this was speaking to you. And if it was, jamesglory77@yahoo.com. And I will gladly pray for you and talk to you. This is James Glory, West Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Financial problems, it doesn't have to be that way.